Honoring those who serve. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This Memorial Day weekend, as we come together to enjoy time with family and friends, I hope that all Americans will take time to honor those who lost their lives in service to our nation. We'll never forget their sacrifice, and we won't let up in helping those who have served.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack in his weekly radio address reminding us just why we celebrate Memorial Day. If it weren't for those thousands of servicemen and women who have died for this country, we wouldn't have the freedoms we enjoy today on holidays like Memorial Day. And Secretary Vilsack has always pointed out the call of duty to men and women across rural America.
At USDA, we understand the special contributions of rural America to our armed services. More than 6 million veterans live in rural America, and a disproportionate number of today's service members hail from small towns and rural communities. USDA staff across America, including more than 10,000 veterans, work hard every day to strengthen services in rural areas that help veterans and their families. This includes everything from health clinics and telemedicine services to distance learning opportunities and training for those who want to start a farm or ranch.
On this Memorial Day, we also honor those who are currently are protecting our freedoms, and we all need to be mindful of the needs of our veterans. Secretary Vilsack says at USDA, they're working to put our veterans to work who can.
And I'm proud that today, more than 40% of our new hires at USDA are veterans. This complements the Joining Forces efforts led by First Lady Michelle Obama and Dr. Jill Biden, which encourages businesses to hire veterans.
Well, since 2011, U.S. companies have hired or trained 290,000 veterans and military spouses, and Secretary Vilsack says the private sector is committed to hiring or training 435,000 more by 2018. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.